Welcome to yet another interview with Project Cargo Weekly. And our special guest today is Mr. Felix Schuller, based in Singapore for AAL Shipping. First of all, welcome, Felix.
Hi, Bo. Thanks for inviting me today. Great to be here.
You are most welcome, certainly. Unfortunately, we cannot meet face to face, so we have to do it this way.
Well, that's the name of the game this year, I guess. Hopefully even next year different, right?
I hope so. I hope there'll be major shipments of vaccines coming soon. So, first of all, Felix, if I may ask, what led you into a career in shipping and how did you end up in Singapore?
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. You know, I think no one ever really plans to get into shipping. So I think that was the same for me. And I've always wanted an international career. I wanted to work in different countries. And it so happened that shipping was a career that provided that. I started in 2008 or joined the shipping industry in 2008, right at the brink of the shipping crisis. And I've worked in technical management, had was lucky enough to get good ground training on ship management, chartering, and so on. Mm-hmm. So this is now, I've been in Singapore for 6 years now. So this is my second time with AAL. I've been with the same group of companies for the past 12 years. And it's very exciting to be here. Singapore is a great place. And we embarked on a great project with AAL 6-7 years ago. So yeah, it's a good place to be. Yeah.
You look like a happy camper too, I must say. And speaking and looking at the weather here, I know where I would like to be. So I can understand you.
Yeah, although we are in the, as I said before, middle of rainy season. So we're in the middle of the monsoon. It's quite wet here as well.
Okay, yeah. Understand. Singapore is certainly the right place for shipping. May I ask you one question? Because from my younger days, as I normally say, many kilos ago, I recall Australasia Line, but now it's AAL. Can you tell us a little bit about the history of AAL as such, where are the origins and where you started originally?
Of course, Bo. I mean, the name gives it away a little bit, right? I mean, Australia and Asia. So that's how the company was founded 25 years ago. So it started as a break bulk and container liner service between North Asia, China, Korea, Japan, down to Australia. The company transformed a lot 20 years ago when the mining boom in Australia started. So that's when we really got into project cargo and more heavier break bulk. And the last 10 years saw a shift of global expansion, I would say. So we have now heavier tonnage. We have vessels with up to 700 ton lifting gear, and have expanded on long haul trade routes to North America, to Europe, and really, as I would see it, have become one of the top players in the multi-purpose project space.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, I can certainly see from the market that not only do you have a very good reputation, a stellar reputation, I would say, but also you've received several awards. And I would say people who get more than two or three awards, there has to be some truth to it, I can say.
It's nice to get these awards, Paul, but the most important thing is that the customers come back to us and they're happy with our performance. So that's this is for me the best reward. Yeah.
Correct. Just to elaborate a little bit on the individual services, as you know, and you told us here that you have now started long haul services. Tell us a bit about your Europe to Asia service, an area where AAL certainly was not really present before.
Very true. I mean, as I said, we've been expanding for a couple of years. We've grown the fleet. At this point, we have 23 ships in the permanent fleet, plus several on time charter. We first embarked on expansion towards North America. So this we have been doing for many years. On the other hand, we've also tried to be more flexible. We entered the tramp and project space for a few years now. And the last step and market we've been eyeing for some time was the Europe to Asia trade route. We had been sending ships from Asia to Europe regularly over the past years. But we were at the right time at the right place in the beginning of the year to step in and offer a new product from Europe to Asia, which we're very happy about. And I think it fitted very well our ship profile, our client profile, and also the way we do business and the way we interact with our clients.
Okay, so of course it's a huge trade lane, Europe to Asia, and the ships that you have in that service, would you call it, they are the heavy lift ships, what can you lift on those, and how often do you call Europe to Asia? Is it regular, semi-regular, or would you call it semi-liner service? What title would you put on it?
I mean, I would put on it full liner service. Okay. It is absolute commitment to the route, it's a commitment to the client. We do have our 33,000 deadweight multi-purpose heavy lifters on that route. They have a combined 350-ton lifting capacity, going up to 700 combined. So very, very flexible ships. And not only the lifting capacity, I think, on these ships is important, but generally the flexibility, because we do not only cater for heavy lift clients, right? We cater for steel clients, commodity clients, just general break bulk. So yes, we run a monthly service. The important thing here is also to say it's not only in Europe, Asia, it's mainly Europe, Middle East. So the ship's route from Hamburg, Antwerp, Porto Marghera, Turkey, then down to the Middle East, to Umkasr, Jebel Ali, that region. And then they continue on, of course, to Singapore and China, Korea.
Okay, it's a very valuable input here, because it is, at least for Project Cargo, in many ways, the world's largest trade, I suppose. And then there would be connection possibilities with your services down to Australia, which you still maintain.
Absolutely. I think this is the important thing about our network. So we try to offer our three main routes.
Yeah.
Monthly sailings, very regular, very reliable. We put lots of emphasis on transit time and schedule. Mm-hmm. So you got Europe via Middle East to Asia, you've mm-hmm. got Asia to North America, mm-hmm. and you've got Asia to Australia. And these three routes always interlink.
Okay, and where the hub port, would that be Singapore for transshipment in that case?
Shanghai. Yeah, Singapore's on the schedule too, but I would say Shanghai is our home port in North Asia.
Right. Yeah. So that means you can certainly sign a bill of lading all the way, say Hamburg to Sydney, for example, based on your service all the way.
Yes, and we have transshipment capacity. We have laydown area in Shanghai, but there's also other options. Korea is an option.
Oh, yeah.
We were quite well established in North Asia. I mean that we have an office in China for 20 years already. So we consider this really one of our home ports.
Yeah, now you mentioned offices, it leads me to another thing. Many of my viewers and readers are project forwarders. Mm-hmm. And as you know, in a global world, you can sit here, but the shipment is from elsewhere and a third place is even involved. Where would you have your key offices you have in Europe? Or is the pricing controlled at headquarters? How have you done that?
Look, I think for AAL, it's very important to be close to the clients. Mm-hmm. And I think this is the philosophy that has driven us over the year and also enabled us to our organic growth. We very much want to understand what our clients need, and whether it's commodity, where you need a perfect supply chain or light break bulk, or it's project, where it's about difficult engineering solution or a short transit time. We really try to understand what the client needs. And therefore, you also need local presence, especially in our industry, as you know, Bo. It's very complex, it's very different cargo. So you need to really look at any cargo and find a solution for it. Therefore, we have offices all around the world. I would say we have three main hubs. This is Singapore, of course, as the company headquarters. We have a big office in Hamburg with all chartering and pricing, operations, engineering capabilities, mm-hmm. customer service. Same we do have in Houston, a good sized office for our North American clients. And then we have also regional rep offices to look after the local client needs in terms of operation or commercial. And this is, of course, all across Europe. This is in Dubai, in China, in Korea, in Japan. Australia is also a very important office for us, for our local clients there. So I think we're quite well set up that our clients don't need to look far to find an AL flag on the map to call if they need anything.
It's a perfect coverage, I would say. Have you never considered to use the northern sea route between Europe and Asia, or are you always?
We've looked at it. I mean, the times are changing now. In the past, we wouldn't do it. We don't have ice class ships, right?
Right.
But it seems now some of our competitors are doing it. So
I see.
It's worth considering. Yeah. But at the moment, as I said, for us, it's of course also the coverage on the way. For the liner services. And I think maybe for project charter, which we also do, this might be interesting. But especially for our liner services from, for instance, Europe via the Middle East to Far East, it wouldn't make sense, right?
No.
Because you need to call the wayports and the clients rely on you to be reliable and to call these ports every month.
I think that's very clear. It's we cannot be everywhere. It's better to be good at what we do instead of spreading too thin, I would say. very, very interesting. You mentioned engineering. That's also something where you, as far as I can see from the press releases in the market, you do some very, very complex shipments, fully erected STS and all kinds of mining equipment. You must have a sizable engineering capability.
Yeah, I think, you know, this is very important when it comes to projects, because the EPCs or project forwarders have quite high standards and there can be zero damage. There has to be complete safety. And of course, nowadays also more quality assurance documentation. So yeah, we have a strong engineering team headquartered in Singapore, but we also have local planners and engineers in the different offices, of course, in China, where a lot of cargo is loaded, in Hamburg, of course. And wherever we do not have somebody sitting locally, we do send the teams around, because we believe it's very important to be at site when complex cargo is loaded and discharged. So.
Correct. Then, besides the engineering part, how do you see, everybody talks about COVID now, and now we have a new president, hopefully in the US, maybe the fights with China will become less. It all affects the global economy. Has this whole thing with the COVID and stuff like that intervened, shall we say, in your business? Have you seen any difference in liftings on your ships? Have you been affected at all?
I think we've all seen it. You know, I think, for me, it was, if you would want me to characterize it, it's been a quite unique year, unprecedented. And what was so strange about this year was the change, the quick change in cargo volumes, the abrupt stop, long summer break. So I think it was very challenging for everyone. And I think mainly it was not only challenging for us as the shipping company, but it was very challenging for our clients, especially in the first half of the year when there was a lot of uncertainty. Keep your supply chains running, right? Deliver the goods on time. And I'm not only talking about project cargo, right? I mean, I'm talking also about just breakbulk cargo and so on, which of course is large volume moving and has to be delivered on time and has to be a constant flow. So for me, it's been from our perspective, and for me, it's been quite a roller coaster with many different situations that we faced this year. Yeah. On the other hand, I think global trade in general has not been affected that greatly, because goods still need to move, especially for breakbulk cargo and project cargo. Mm-hmm. It is produced. It has to get out of the yards. We saw a big slowdown in the beginning of the year with a lot of uncertainty, and also the virus, of course, first breaking out in China, where there was a lot of shutdown.
Yeah.
But now over the year, I would say that this has sort of rebounded, and the supply chains work even with the restriction of people moving, right? I would say the cargo is moving, the containers are moving, the steel is moving, the project cargo is moving. We are not moving, right?
No.
We are sitting at home.
Well, I have a wife here, one of many, I should say, and the final one, I hope, who's very happy that I'm not moving now. So she wants the things to remain as they are. But in shipping, we have to meet people face to face. So,
So
of course, let's hope we get back to normal. But one of the final questions I'd like to ask you here, Felix, how do you see yourself in the future? You're happy there, established well in Singapore. Any other choices for you in the future, or are you adamant to stay in the Asian region?
Although I think I've always been fascinated with Asia. And yeah. as I said, I've lived here in Singapore. I've spent a bit of time in Shanghai as well. And especially for us as AL, we're a global carrier, but we do also have a lot of presence here. So it's a very good place to be. And I think we in AL, we have still quite big plans for the future. So we did organic growth. We have established new routes. We're very client focused. We're the carrier for every cargo. So that's what I always like to tell everyone, that we like our clients to come to us with any cargo they need help with, whether yeah. it's a break bulk project, whether it fits on a liner service, or whether we can put something together as a dedicated sailing or a tramp sailing. And I think that's why it's quite interesting to be with AL for the long run, because we see a lot of opportunity to further grow the fleet, cover more areas, and really make a difference in the MPP and project space. Yeah.
One of the very final questions that just came to my mind, as you know, many freight forwarders, they do the chartering or they book the cargo on behalf of their customers. Some customers also allow the forwarders to do it on their behalf. Some customers want to be direct. How is your policy on that? Let's say I'm a forwarder and I come to you with a big project. You know, of course, who the shippers are. Will you treat everyone the same? Is there any particular policy on that, that anyone who comes to you with an inquiry get the same rate for the same shipment, I mean?
Yes, absolutely. Because I think it's absolutely fair to offer everyone the same rate and support everyone who's out in the market seeking the business. Absolutely. Yeah.
That's good to hear, because as you know, many things are changing and yeah, everything is evolving. Forwarders are becoming carriers. Carriers are becoming forwarders. But it's good to have a clear message from you on AAL's stance on this. Thank you very much, Felix. I must say, very clear and concise answers. And my brain is working a little slow, but just one single thing came to mind, which has nothing to do with direct with shipping. Do you also accept passengers on your ships?
You know, this is a fun story. I wouldn't call myself a seafarer, but I have myself been a passenger for a couple of months on our Australia liner service many years back. And yes, we used to do it. We still offer that time. It was very regular before 2008, 2009. Yeah. And people would go for these cruises on the, I call them cruises. On yes. the yeah. But yes, we still sometimes do it. Although the demand is not very high at these days. Yeah. But it is definitely an interesting experience being on a multi-purpose ship, especially when the cargo is loaded, discharged.
Okay, because I know, for example, that some of the container carriers are doing it. Of course, it's a little niche market, but as we grow older, as you might see one day, since you're still young and I'm 57, time is now coming where I might have time to do this. So maybe I'll get back to you.
You should.
Will it be below deck or?
Well, you have to work, shipping and painting.
Oh, okay. Okay, Felix.
Yeah. No,
right.
For sure, yeah.
Then formally to all our viewers, listeners and readers around the world, I would like to say thank you very much to you, Felix. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you very much for having me today.
You're welcome. And I will just say to everyone, this was an interview with Mr. Felix Schöller of AAL Shipping in Singapore, the global and well-renowned break bulk carrier. And stay tuned for more interviews in the future. Thank you.
Thank you.